After this, I received another mortification, and this was having to change confessor. Because since he was a religious, he was called back to the convent. I was content with him. And most of those dins mentioned above occurred when he was in the countryside. Especially during the last year he was my confessor, because of the cholera spreading in town. He was there for 6 months. My confessor did not give many reproaches. He would let me remain in that state of sufferings for one day, and then he would come. So, it was less than a month since he had withdrawn to the countryside, and it became known that he was leaving. This was painful to me, not because I was attached, but because of the necessity I had of him. So I went to the Lord and told him of my pain, and he said to me, "Do not want to afflict yourself because of this. I am the master of hearts, and I can turn them and turn them again as I please. If he did some good to you, he has been nothing but a vessel which received from me and gave to you. So I will do with the others. What do you fear then? My dear, as long as you keep turning your eye now to the right, now to the left, and you let it set now on one thing, now on another, and you do not have your eye fixed in me, you will not be able to walk speedily along the way of heaven. On the contrary, you will always be limping and will not be able to follow the influence of grace. Therefore, I want you to look at all the things that happen around you with holy indifference, remaining all intent on me alone." After these words, my heart acquired so much strength that I suffered little or nothing from such a great loss, and of one who had done so much good to my soul. So it happened that I changed confessor, and I returned to the confessor who used to confess me when I was little. But may the Lord be always blessed, who uses those very ways which appear to be contrary to us, almost as if they were to bring harm to our soul, for our greater good and for his glory. So it happened that I began to open my soul, since up to that point I had not told anything to anyone. As much effort as I would make over myself, I could not manage. On the contrary, I would see myself more impotent to tell of the things of my interior. The blushing I felt at the mere thought of telling these things was such that I felt it would have been easier for me to tell the ugliest sins. Where this came from, I don't know. From the confessor, I don't think so, because he was so good, trustful, sweet, patient in listening. He would take a most exact care of the soul. He had his eye on everything, so that I might walk straight. From me, I don't think so either, because I felt a block over my soul, and I had all the will to free myself and to hear at least what the confessor thought about it. But I felt it was impossible for me to do it. To me, I think that there was an intervention of the Lord.